know that the Liberals performed at super festivals in honor of the gods, the Panathenaea in Athens, in Athena is the most famous, but we know that professional performers traveled from city to city and performed the poem in context where there was a committed audience. And of course, it takes, you know, at least 3 months to perform this thing, so you would have needed some sort of infrastructure and institutional backing to make this happen at all. And this may relate to the homework question, when do you compose a poem like that? Well, when you can have it performed, so you need some sort of setup that allows the consumption of the poem. There is one dialogue by Plato called the Ion, where the main character of Socrates is a very self-important and vain and foolish performer of Homer called Ion. And in the dialogue between Socrates and Ion, we find out quite a lot about what Ion thinks his skills are. And from our point of view, one interesting thing is that Ion claims to be able to characterize all the different characters in very different ways. This in turn relates to an aspect of the Iliad that has attracted a lot of attention on the part of scholars, which is called focalization, and which is about the text being able to present things as if they were perceived by particular characters. So an example might be this. When Hector sees his baby son after he's been fighting and before he's killed, he looks at this baby boy and he smiles at him in silence. And this is the moment in which the poet describes the baby with the language of a doting parent. And here was the little son of Hector, Hector Liban is the word that he's used, as beautiful as a little star, and so on. And he piles on these words of endearment. This is the voice of the poet, but we can imagine that in performance, the reciter, the rhapsod, would talk like Hector. And just a little bit later, we have the reverse scene. We see Hector through the eyes of his baby son. And the baby son is terrified by the helmet on top of Hector's head and terrible thing nodding and lets out a mighty scream. And all of a sudden, we see not Hector the father, the doting father, but Hector the warrior, and how he terrifies his own son. These kinds of things must have worked very well in performance.